So we have a lot of both formal and informal ways that we can create this environment. Probably the last thing that we do, which has been very successful, is we've created our own internet for our scientists so that they can go online and see what others are doing and communicate with each other. Then, if there's an interest in one area, they can get skunk work people to get together, think about those areas, and work together to bring products to the market.
What are the major challenges facing drug and healthcare companies, both in the U.S. and abroad?
If you look at the cost of healthcare, I think it's a responsibility we all have to figure out how to get it under control. It's driven by demographics. It's driven by the aging population, the emerging middle class in other parts of the world, and technology. People want to live longer, they want to live better, and they want to live healthier. I think that we have a couple of responsibilities. One is to get up front and look at prevention and wellness, healthy people and how do you keep them healthy and treat them on the other end, where they need the treatment. And so, the cost of healthcare is a big challenge. I think that the regulatory environment has become another huge challenge. People are looking for products that can be risk-free. You get up in the morning and you walk across the street. That's not risk-free. So don't think that you're going to be able to deliver a product in a patient. Drugs, by definition, have good effects and side effects. I've had a knee replaced, and you know there's a risk associated with having your knee replaced. Mine has worked out extremely well. But it could have also gone another way. There are all kinds of issues here, and I think that everybody is looking for the risk-free environment. And it's not risk-free. There are risks associated with it. I think that we have to define them. We have to do good research. We have to look at evidence-based medicine and see what is going to come out of it. But I think that the regulatory environment have become somewhat risk-averse, if you will, in trying to find out everything. And usually with patients, many times you don't find everything out because of the way somebody may use a product or whatnot.